A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 34. After their adventures on Dantooine, the crew and Mark Kenobi's master, Dromedas, head to the planet of Ryloth to find and kill the final target in the Great Hunt, a Twi'lek slave master by the name of Jum'Darrow. Is there anything else you guys want to do on the 2 weeks it's going to take you to get to Ryloth?
I want to call the highest Jedi that I know.
So Valentine Farfalla, who is in fact the highest Jedi that you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so at some point during this trip, in your room, I guess, call him up. Because I'm assuming you don't want others to be there. So it rings and a little bust of him appears, a little hologram. He's like,
oh.
Hail Roma.
Oh, no. Nope.
Same time.
Oh.
Jinx.
What was that? What's that?
Hail Roma.
Oh, okay. Hi. Hey. How can I help you?
How are you, Master Jedi?
I'm doing okay.
I just had a question. I don't know if... So, Mark Kenobi, you met him, right?
Yes.
His master just showed up, and...
Oh, okay.
I was just... Dromedas, do you know anything about this guy?
No, and... You know, we asked him who his master was, and he said it was Master Dromedas. But to be truthful, there's so many Jedi out there. I have just been, you know, thrown into this position, you know, in the last few years, especially after the Battle of Rusan. So I'm still learning everybody's name. So it's possible he exists, and not everyone is in our system yet. So, you know, we can't just look them up in the library and stuff. So I don't, you know, if there's any concern about him. I wouldn't worry about it unless you sense something.
That might be hard for me.
I don't mean through the Force, but
right,
you know.
Of course. I just wanted to make sure. Mm-hmm. He did say it had been a while since he had been on Coruscant, so.
And it's very possible. I mean, some Jedi come here and they train when they're young, and then they leave, and then they may never return. You know, this galaxy is a big place, and we have Jedi everywhere.
Of course. So. Well, I appreciate it for listening to my concerns.
No problem. Have you guys made it to Rishi yet?
Not yet. We're finishing up the Great Hunt with Sawbone, and then that is the plan.
Anything else that I can help you with, Willy Roma?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you
very much again.
No problem.
Farewell.
Mm-hmm. The hologram cuts off. Anything else that you guys want
to
do?
Chebrub wants to go and, like, not... Where, does he have his own bunk?
On the big ship, yeah, he has his own bunk.
All right, yeah. Chebrub wants to go talk to him and just ask him some questions about, like, the Force and, like, how it works.
Absolutely. Like, again, at some point on the trip, you kind of... wander towards where his bunk is, and the door opens up. You walk in, and it's really dim in the room. And you can see him, and he's meditating, but he's like a couple inches off the floor. He's just kind of floating there.
Damn.
He's in there with his legs crossed, and he's, you know, again, deep meditation. But you do, as the door opens, he says,
"Ah, Chubrub.
I showered recently. How did you... What?
I felt you through the Force coming this way.
Oh, okay. Well, I did want to talk to you about that. I can come back later when you're less hovery or like..."
As he's talking, you know, and you're talking to him, like his eyes have opened, and he kind of just slowly descends back down to the floor.
That's real, real impressive. Like, I had some big farts before, but I've never, like, cleared, like, lifted off. That's...
Oh, that was no fart. That was the Force.
Okay, so I've had these abilities, and I don't fully understand them, and I wanted to talk to someone, but I don't really trust your student?
Well, he is new to this, so he may not have all the answers, so I do appreciate you coming to me.
Okay, so why is it that I can do this?
And I, like, just reach out and grab something, like, in the room and just, like, lift it up, like a mug or, like, a data pad.
Like his walking cane?
Yeah, example. Just kind of, like, I just kind of, like, lift it up and just, like, give it a little spin and then set it back down.
Well, that's called the Force, as I'm sure you may have heard.
Yeah, I heard about it, but, like, I couldn't always do this. Then one day I could. I don't understand it.
Well, that's how it happens. Most children in the galaxy are found by the Jedi. If they have Force abilities, we can sense each other, as I'm sure you've probably at some point been able to reach out and sense others.
Yeah, I can feel people sometimes, but it's more like a weird tingly.
Sure, sometimes it might feel that way, depending on their alignment.
Okay, so the next question is I have is why? Why can we do these things? Are we supposed to do something good with them?
That is a big question that, like, many people have tried to answer for millennia, in fact. The Force is in everybody. It's stronger in others, like you and I, and Mark and Obi.
Is it weakness if I give in to it because it's taken me, or am I controlling it? I get mad and fling things around, and it feels good, but I don't know if it's the right thing to do.
Well, that's the thing. There's two sides to the Force. There's the light side, in which you use the Force, and it channels through you. And through that, you do, like, good.
So that's like smashing Gungans.
No.
But...
I mean, I too don't care for the Gungans, but we don't smash them for fun.
Oh. Okay, so what's a good example? And by good, I mean, like... Something that by the act of doing is good, not like a good example, like an example of good.
Just helping other people. You have all these abilities.
So if a Gungan was doing bad things and I smashed him, that would be good. But smashing Gungans otherwise is not good?
I mean, it depends where you threaten by the Gungan. You know, it kind of... There's a gray area
to us all. Let's be real.
Into good and bad. I mean, sure... A few less Gungans is probably good.
Okay, so my next question is, y'all Jedi with their little laser sword thingies, what are y'all trying to accomplish? I see them walking around. Like, what are you after? What is Mark Kenobi? Mark Kenobi wants his holoquans, but he doesn't really know how to use them.
Holocrons.
Oh, he says holoquan. Well,
the holocrons contain very old knowledge, and... Often that is how a Jedi, or if the Sith did make holocrons as well. And what they would do is they would store their knowledge into these old artifacts and holocrons. And you would study them and, you know, meditate on them, and you could learn new things.
So, like, I don't want to be binary, but if the Jedi were all for good, then the Sith were all for evil?
More or less, they used the Force differently than the Jedi. The Jedi used it to help others. The Sith used it to help themselves.
Oh, what's so bad about helping yourself?
Depends on the nature in which you are helping yourself.
Ah, that's a fair point. All right, I think I'm good for now. I don't know. It's weird. This whole, like, look at thing, think about it, and it starts floating. I like it. I like making things go boom and making them go smashy smash, but, like, I don't fully understand it.
And that's fair. You are young in the Force.
All right, I'm going to talk to you later. I got some butter to get into.
Oh, okay.
Wait, hold on. You like Bantha butter?
I don't.
Oh, you're missing now. You're lying. Come on, let's get some Bantha butter.
I'm good. Thank you, though. I'm going to return to my meditation.
I'm just gonna leave some for you for later.
Okay, I, like, reach my pocket and grab, like, a handful and just, like, smear it on, like, the door next to it. Like, that's right there for you.
God, the most high-minded conversation in the whole entire podcast from Trap Rub.
It's a weird world we live in.
Yeah.
And then I come in.
No.
Shots.
I have questions too.
Okay. He's just opening doors.
Yeah.
As soon as Chevro leaves.
Yeah,
and
so
he
starts to meditate again.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
I got questions too.
Okay.
Cool.
And I go and I, like, jump and sit on his bed.
Question one.
And I flip out a data pad because I've written them down.
What should I get Marky for his birthday? I mean, I figured you knew him more than anybody. So let me give you some options. I'm really good at sewing now. I've gotten, like, crazy good. You should see a policeman outfit. I can throw it together like that. And that's all for right now, but I'm working on some other ones, like Fireman. Senator thing. Kind of like a restaurateur's hat. What? You know, normal things.
Is he just staring at him?
I'm working on an outfit for his employees at his food truck.
That actually might be a good idea to design and create the uniform that his employees would wear.
I think that would be a pretty thoughtful one.
Especially
right?
If he's trying to make it a chain, something that they all wear together. Okay. Is not a bad idea.
Cool, cool. Second question. Where do babies come from?
Well,
the force?
I feel like, you know, parents should have had this conversation with you already. How old are you, son? How old are you?
Judging him by Marky's movies, I too am 16. I go by how many times I've watched his movies. I am a whopping 537 years old.
Oh, you look so young.
I look great. I moisturize. Third question. Watch this stunt.
And I do a backflip off the bed.
Okay, you better roll for it, son.
That's a 23.
No shit.
Okay, what do you do?
Triple somersault, half twist with a UC twist. No, I'll do a round off.
A round off?
Way less cool.
Yeah, a round off? What's that?
Do a flare. We jump and you flip over and you land on both feet.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, that happens.
I'm going to check my droid. Just did anything weird happen?
With who is it following specifically?
Dromedus.
You do see on the camera feed, recording feed, that at one point he went aboard the Tin Sparrow and he went to the cargo bay and he pulls out his knapsack thing he's got and he pulls out 5 holocrons and you see him pull out of his robe the 2 from Marky's room and you see him just like meditate and you see all of them open and you don't really see like what he's doing but you just see all of the holocrons.
Is that 7 open. Total or 5 total?
7 total.
Okay.
So he has the first one he got with Jedi Namaskara and then he has the other one with Exarchon.
Gotcha.
So
cool.
And so you see all of them laid out in front of him. And again, you see him going, like, start meditating. You see him kind of lift off the ground a little bit, which I would imagine is probably the first time you've seen this.
Yeah, I was fast-forwarding through everything until this point that I watched very closely, mostly because it's really cool.
Yeah, and again, you see all of them open up, and they all kind of start floating around him, too. And, like, they're opening and spinning, and you know how holocrons open. I mean, we've talked about it. So you see them, like, spinning around him. And spinning an opening and doing all their stuff. And he just sits there and does that for a number of hours.
Cool.
And then he eventually floats back down. They all land right in front of him, all closed. He packs them back up into his bag, and he leaves the ship. So you guys arrive at Ryloth, and you guys can see there's not a whole lot of ships coming and going from the planet. It's actually pretty chill, it seems. You do notice some large transport ships leaving and entering the atmosphere. You guys fly down to Kaladin, the city here where he resides. The way that the Twi'leks live on this planet is it's such a like arid and often a lot of storms and stuff. They actually tend to live in the like rock, like kind of underground a little bit. So you guys fly down, and you see like an opening to, it's like a docking bay essentially here, right at the edge of the city, and it's kind of like in a giant cave mouth open. Right, and you guys are now on Ryloth. What are y'all doing?
Let's search for him. Let's start in the... You said cantina is an option. Let's head to the cantina first.
Okay. Real quick, just to remind you guys, I'm pretty sure I told you guys what he looked like. I'll go ahead and just to remind you all. So he's built like a wall. He's large and fat, yet strong and unmovable. So think like Kingpin. Like, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Just a big old dude, right?
Nice.
That's
scary.
He is red skinned with black tribal tattoos covering his face and Leku. So that's kind of who you're looking for.
Baller.
Big old beast of a man. Tweelig. Whatever. You guys leave the docking bay and you kind of enter like the main street of this little city. And again, it's very tiny. There's a couple you can see like slave markets and stuff. You can see where like the little stage is set up where you can guess that they probably send the slaves up there and auction them off.
I look down at Chubba and I'm like,
Chubba, don't get any ideas.
I'm not doing nothing yet.
Just don't get any ideas. I have ideas.
What are you talking about?
We're here for one thing. One thing, and yeah, one thing only.
Blowing some dudes up.
A single person is going to die. We don't have to kill a bunch of people. I mean, know you're all about
messages,
wanting to.
Hurts.
I know your life, your past life.
I brought like a lot.
Yeah, I get it.
No, I normally carry like a few, but like I brought like a lot.
Yeah, just
seriously, look at this.
Probably
like,
didn't need to do that.
Excuse me, how many things have you blown up, sir?
I don't need to blow things up.
I know you have a lot of expertise in things, but I do believe I know how to blow some shit up. Yeah. See, watch this.
No.
Did you wait?
Master Andromedas, he's with you guys. He's
just like walking joining you.
No. He's like,
Chabrab.
Yeah, what's up?
Remember what we talked about the Force?
I know there's some bad motherfuckers around here. They're doing some good.
I know, but we want to make sure that we only affect them and not the innocents here. Your time will come when you will be able to use your explosives. Now is not the time.
All right. I'll be chill.
And we need to get this guy around way more often. Did you see how reactive he was to that?
So, he didn't even use a spray bottle.
Man.
So you guys are walking down, and the like exterior wall, houses and maybe a couple of little local businesses and whatnot. They all are like carved into the side. For the listeners, if you want to know what we're talking about, Google Mesa Verde is kind of what this is based on almost exactly. It's like inside of a cave. This is more built into the walls, but for you guys also here. But for the listeners, you guys can Google this is what we're kind of thinking. But again, think that these go all the way up. There's not like really much of an overhang to it. It's just kind of like it's right into the side of the mountain hillside that they're in. But right kind of like in the back corner of this like cave entrance sort of thing to this city, you see almost just a little ramshackle hut sort of thing. And it's got like a sign that says Kaladin Cantina. There's a little sign above it. And again, it's really tiny.
I do think we should have a plan before we go in if we do go all, if we all go in.
You mean like make a reservation?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you look up the number?
The number's 3.
Okay. I type in 3 on. Okay. So we need a plan. Like, if he's here, if he is at the cantina, what are we going
to
do?
If he is at the cantina, I feel like our best answer is to have Mark Kenobi or yourself persuade the gentleman to come with us, and then we can quietly execute him.
I might be able to get him to take me back to his place, and then we can get him on the way there. But yeah. I don't know if he has security or something.
I mean, we'll handle it.
Yeah, let's go in and see if he's there. Yeah. We'll kind of make this the tentative plan, and we'll see how things kind of go from here.
Are we already moving past my plan to find out what his favorite food is and then leave little pieces of it all the way back to our ship?
Oh, shit, that's a good plan, too.
No.
Ooh, piece of candy.
There it is. Worked for me. Several times.
So you guys walk in. The name of the cantina is the Slaver's Yerp. Yerp is a type of ale that they make here on Ryloth.
Even Chubrub finds that distasteful.
It's a small cantina. It's about 20 to 30 people. It is dark and quiet, and there's some low music being played somewhere in the background. Like, you know, there's not like a live band or anything. There's just somewhere, I guess, speakers somewhere. When you guys enter, six of you, because you got the master with you. No one looks up. There's only maybe like 5 people total in the bar. There's, you know, just a couple people at a table. Like 2 of them are just kind of like talking to each other. There's a guy in like the back corner, kind of slumped over, looking kind of drunk. And there's a person sitting by themselves at the bar. And then there's the bartender. And it is a female Twi'lek. And she's kind of got like a kind of pinkish skin with like purple markings on her liku. And she's the only one who notices you when you walk in. And she is, of course, doing that typical bartender thing that they do in movies and cartoons and whatnot, where they're cleaning a glass.
Sure.
And she's like,
"Oh, hello. How may I assist you all?"
Sup, girl.
Hail and well met.
Okay, sure.
You are looking lacooth.
Wow. Okay. Sure. Uh-huh.
Order around drinks.
All right, so she gets you all some of that famous Ryloth yerp.
Trebrub looks at his real, like, he, like, tries to drink. He's like,
"No, no, I can't. The name, no, no."
She gives you all drinks, and she's like,
"What brings you all here to Ryloth?"
"Just visiting.
Just passing on through.
We're on our way to Tatooine. We just wanted to stop in. Have never seen the planet before."
"Well, you chose a very interesting city to stop in. We are, this is a slaver city, and you guys do not strike me as slavers."
"Oh, no, we love slaves. We really, really love the business of slavery."
Deception.
Yeah, if you're going to say it like that, you don't have to say anything.
That's a 20.
Fuck, what was her name again?
Sordra.
Sordra? No.
No?
She doesn't believe you.
She looks at you, and you can tell she's like looking you up and down. She's like,
"I've seen you before in the fighting pit of Nalhada."
Uh-oh.
"No, you haven't."
"No, I have. I was once a part of the fighting pits on Nalhada."
"Oh, yeah, it was a shithole, wasn't it?"
"It sucked, but I was able to eventually buy my freedom. Why would you be here? You murdered a lot of people."
"It's not murder. You saw what they made us do.
That's fair.
I'm legally not culpable."
"How did you get free?"
"That's a long story. We don't really have to get into that right now.
Take, like, 20 episodes just to tell it."
"Okay, so so you bought your way out, so why are you here? Why don't you go somewhere else that's not a demon pile of shit?"
"My plan is to help free some of these slaves."
"Oh.
I am part of a rebellion here on Ryloth."
"Oh. Okay, well, I mean, so..."
I kind of, like, look around at you guys. I'm like,
"Should we... Willy?"
"So, do you know Jimdaro?"
"We all know Jimdaro."
"So, what would you say if we could maybe help each other out a little bit? I'm assuming you don't like this guy, right?"
"No one here likes Jimdaro."
"How often does he come in here?"
"Too often for my own liking."
"Where is he now?"
"I believe that he might be at his property. He has a sale coming up of his slaves soon. In the next few days."
"How well guarded is his facility?"
It's pretty well guarded. He has a number of guards on his facility."
"When you say planning a slave rebellion, I mean, how close? Are you just, like, doodling on a napkin? Or, like, have some friends? Or, like..."
"So there's some slaves in his compound that are working to work their way out. But the problem is, you know, there are only so few of them. And this place isn't as booming as it once was."
"Are there other slavers in the city?"
"No, it's mostly just him."
"Okay."
"He's the closest one that lives nearby. Most bring their slaves from other way on the planet."
"What would happen if something were to happen to him? Does he have, like, a second in command? Like..."
"No, it's just him. He trusts no one."
"Okay, so I have a new plan." I turn to Sawbone. "So I say we poison a drink, wait, and she serves him that drink. Does that work for you?"
"It does, but how long are we going to wait for him to come?"
"Doesn't matter."
If I could interject.
"Sure."
"The man in the corner, the one that's clearly drunk off his ass, you should go talk to him. He might know a secret way into his compound."
"How you know that?"
"He is part of the slave rebellion."
"Okay. Thanks.
I think we should go talk to the guy in the corner."
All right, so you guys walk up to him.
Hold on.
Just
hold
like
on.
The mass of us.
Yeah, not all of us.
I mean, like, maybe me and Willie.
I'm going to see if Trevor wants to...
Yeah, Trevor can come to you.
We'll stay here.
I order you two more drinks while we walk away.
Mark and Obi and Kel are still staying with her.
With Dromedus.
Yeah,
Andromedus. And then you three are going up to the guy.
The bar.
Hail and well met, sir.
His eyes are like bloodshot. You can tell that he is clearly very upset and drunk. And again, he's kind of just... He's got his cup in both of his hands. He's just kind of like leaning over it, looking down at him, just...
"What's going on, sir? You doing all right?" The bartender pointed us over here, said you might know something. Okay,
you
so
want to see some bad shit happen to that? What's that dude's name? You want to see some bad shit happen to this slavey motherfucker or not?
Calf.
I go get him if it's at the bar. They have they have calf.
Yeah, so you go up to the bar.
And get some calf.
Okay, that's 5 credits.
Okay.
That'll be 5 credits for that.
I tip 5 more.
Oh, thank you very much.
So you take the coffee / calf back over to the to the table, and he just downs it. Like, it's a hot cup of coffee, and that fool just gone. You see him start to perk up. He says,
So Sorja sent you to me. What do you need?
We're trying to make some bad shit happen to the big slave dude, Jindaro.
Oh, Jindaro. Let me tell you why I want Jindaro dead. I was once a Rawl miner here on this planet, but I ended up tapping my mind and running out of the material. So I took a loan out, and the bank threatened to either get the money back or they'd take my family. They eventually just took my family into slavery to pay off my debts.
Is that the Bank of Ryloth?
It was the Huts.
Well, that's pretty fucked up.
They didn't even give me time to pay them back. They showed up 4 days later. Jindaro and his men and took my daughter, my son, and my wife. My son was killed on Jindaro's property for disobeying orders. My wife was immediately sold and sent off planet. But my daughter, she should still be there. For she was too young when they took her. But now she's becoming of age. I feel that they may sell her off into slavery of some sort, dancer or something worse. I only found out about my son's passing because they sent me his ashes.
Shit.
Damn. It's fucked up.
Well, sir, I think we can do something about Jindaro, but we do need your help. We were thinking about, he apparently comes to this cantina. We were just going to poison him when he came here.
From what I understand, he will not be back here for some time. It seems there's a big sale coming up and he's preparing everything he has for that. But I can tell you, there is a back way into his estate. Yeah. I have a plan, but I've never had enough men to help me. The problem is no one wants to act out against the slavers because they fear that they'll be sold into slavery. And so I just want justice for my son, Shindy. And I just want to see my daughter, Leilani, again.
We should be able to help, right? I mean, I don't want to speak for the group, but like...
No, that's why we're here.
Yeah. I mean, we're just supposed to kill him, but, like, could do some good in the process.
So he pulls out a data pad, and he brings up a map, which is laying in front of you. So kind of back here in this back corner of the map, we are looking at his estate. And he his name is Bongarts, by the way. I guess he hasn't formally introduced himself, but that is his name, Bongarts. Bongarts, Shindy, and Leilani are all named after listeners, as well as the bartender, which I named after a second ago, Sorja, is also a listener. Thank you all. So what you're looking at is his estate. He tells you that,
you know, he has taken a lot of money from the Huts. And he has carved out a huge cavern here on the mountainside. And he has built this home that mimics like the homes that you would find on other planets instead of living within the stone as we do. And so he has built this huge mansion. And he's got a whole bunch of little shacks that the slaves live in and 2 quarters at the front of his house. My intel tells me that if you are to enter his house, in one of the back rooms there is a control panel to disable his security and cameras. And in the back northwest corner of the estate, there is an entrance. It's technically his like escape route, but you guys should be able to use it to get inside of his property.
So, I mean, you don't have to come with us. I mean, it's probably, I mean, I'm assuming you want your own piece of vengeance and to find your daughter.
I would love to go, but I am too old for this.
How much money did you owe the bank? Just out of curiosity.
Millions of credits.
Damn. So you get clear of this, they're going to come after you again?
Hopefully not.
Yeah, that might happen, actually.
Hold on, do you know which huts these were, by the way?
I believe it was Guda, the hut.
That cheesy bitch.
I assume that y'all are good if he just dies and everyone's free. And, like, what happens after that, do you think?
I think that the slaves and
the rebellion will take over this city and we will make a stand against the Huts and whoever else comes after us.
Okay.
If you guys go to Shack 6, you will find some young men there, part of the Slavers' Rebellion, that are meeting them. And they just need a little push, just a spark to start the fire.
Are you the leader?
I consider myself one. It's me and Soldier, mostly on the outside.
Okay.
And we have very little contact between us and those inside. There is a guard who is helping us on the inside. He's the one who told me about the control room with the cameras and the security. He is often inside of the control room.
Okay.
That is when he...
That's why he knows the things.
Yes.
Makes sense. All right. Well, we're going to try and go do this.
I look over while he's telling us all this just to see how Kale and Mark are doing.
Yeah, what are y'all doing at the bar? Yeah,
I mean, what's Dramatis doing?
I just see Kale.
Is he drinking?
Yeah, I want to hear the drinking story.
So I was sitting there at the bar.
Slurping some yerp.
You got Dramatis and you've got Sordra, the bartender. So she's like,
my name is Sorja, and it's so very nice to meet you. What is your name?
Oh, Ma Kenobi. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too.
Yeah. You mind if I ask you something real quick?
Sure.
I've always wondered, like, you had things, right?
And the Laku.
The Laku, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they like, they got purpose? Are they just like storage bins where you keep stuff?
We use them to communicate. They are part of our communication.
They're like walkie-talkies.
No, not like that. It's
antennas.
Like, it's like how you might call sign language. We are able to...
They like move?
They move.
And you see the ends of hers kind of flick a little bit.
Sup?
Oh.
You say sup?
Yeah, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Hey, let me introduce you to somebody.
It's okay. I'm already talking to someone on Spender.
He's being bashful.
Hey, yeah, sorry. I freeze up when I talk. When I talk to pretty. Can I have a drink real quick?
She just pushes a shot towards you.
And I knock it back.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going? Probably not that great. I heard your story. I'm gonna take that back. How you want it to go?
You didn't hear my story. Her story. I heard about the slaver thing.
But I mean,
sorry.
Probably not a great question to ask. Let me backtrack real quick.
Things have gotten better now that I own this this bar here on Ryloth, and well, I'm hoping that you guys can help us free the slaves and our brothers and sisters and family and friends that are all being held by that piece of shit Jandaro.
Oh no, we're gonna free all of them, and then some. We'll emancipate the whole place.
I hope that is true.
And then she introduces herself to Dramatis, and he politely shakes her hand and tells her his name. And he is not drinking. He's just sitting there.
So what you're telling us is he said nerp to the yerp?
Yep, he said nerp to the yerp.
Hey, did you know that, you know, Cal D-Bag over here? He's like a famous, you know, waste called Dwyver.
I'm a potter.
As a famous... Waste car driver.
It's called pod racing in some galaxies.
No, pod racing. I don't know anything about this waste car.
It's a dialect. It's a territory thing.
My basic is not so good.
It's basic.
It's all right. It's all right. My basic is basic.
He's won like two wastes. Tell her.
I'm pretty big where I come from.
Where have you raced?
You name it. You name it because I didn't write it down. You ever been to Tatooine?
I push another shot over.
That's my old master was from Tatooine.
Lovely, lovely summers.
Year round.
Yeah.
In fact.
Year round.
If there was water, it would be a lovely beach planet. But no, just the beaches with the sand. And sand is terrible. It gets everywhere. And it's coarse and rough. And
my thoughts exactly. Wow. We have so much in common.
You guys come back over to the bar. Sordra introduces herself to you all and stuff, and
same.
And she says, you know,
I hope that you are able to help Bongartz and his family all get back together. Whoever is left, I guess just his daughter. But
we'll do it.
Yeah.
On our way.
Hey, everybody, and thank you so much for listening to this brand new spanking episode of 8-Bit Saga. I, as always, hope that you are enjoying everything that you're listening to. I feel like I'm just talking in circles, and I've said the same thing over and over again. So, let's get into the meat and potatoes of this whole little break, and let's just talk about the things that I always talk about. If you like what you're listening to, make sure to check out other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network, such as 8-Bit Geek, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. You can find all of those over on our website at the8bitgeek.com. You can also find all those shows and you know, wherever you listen to this one, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, etc., etc., etc. While you are on our site checking out all those awesome shows, make sure that you check out our Discord. There's a link to that there. On our Discord, you will find community events such as WoW Wednesdays, where a group of our listeners get together and play World of Warcraft, and they have a good time doing it, from what I understand. I don't play. Not really my game, but they seem to enjoy doing raids and stuff like that. We also have an event this Friday, so tonight, if this comes out on time, for Brawlhalla. But every week we have different events, and we do tournaments occasionally. So, you know, go check that out. You can find all that on our Discord, as well as, like, you know, chats for 8-Bit Saga, for 8-Bit Geek, for video games and music and movies and all that stuff, and just chat with people and talk about the things that you enjoy. So when you're done checking out our Discord and the other shows on our website, make sure that you check out 8bitgeek.threadless.com for some sick-ass shirts. There's shirts, again, for all the shows as well as Saga. Here soon, 8-Bit Horror Fest will begin, and we will have a sick new shirt for that out soon, so make sure you get that while it is available. It's only available for the month of October, so make sure you grab that as while you're picking up, you know, some 8-Bit Saga shirts. While you are at it, make sure you go check out our Patreon at patreon.com/8bitgeek, and there you will find some exclusive content, including extended cuts of the 8-Bit Geek podcast, as well as some extended cuts of 8-Bit Saga, now including those fun goofs that you're so used to listening to at the end of the episode. Those are now Patreon exclusives, so make sure you go become a patron and check that out. We've also got a webcomic in the works, which I know I've talked about a lot. We've got a couple pages done. That's going to start dropping in November. So make sure that in November you become a patron so you can read up on those. I know I mentioned Horror Fest earlier. That, again, begins October 3rd, I believe, is our kickoff date. And you will be able to check out a whole bunch of awesome shows on the network and on the 8-Bit Geek channel that are going to be reviewing some of our favorite scary movies. And we have a theme, which we'll announce on Monday's show, Monday, October 1st, the show. We will be announcing our theme for this year. I'm going to take a drink of coffee real quick, so just hold on real quick. Just so it's like... Make sure to check out our Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek, Twitter at 8-Bit underscore Saga, and if you use the hashtag 8-Bit Saga, we'll name some characters after you. This week, we have a handful of character names. We've got Sordra, Bongarts, Shindy, and Leilani, as well as Mad Mark, the Bounty Hunter. These are all named after listeners. Thank you all for tweeting about the show and sharing it with your friends. We greatly appreciate it. That's the number one way for our show to get out there is by you guys sharing it with your friends and retweeting the shows and sharing on Facebook and all that fun stuff. If you don't mind, you know, going over to iTunes and leaving some reviews, that helps us greatly as well. Just want to give a shout out to Graham Plowman for the use of the music that he has made. His music is such a substantial part of our show now. It really helps sell the whole Star Wars vibe. So Graham Plowman, you can find him on his website at grahamplowman.com, youtube.com/user/plowking2, and twitter.com/gpcomposer. So thanks, Graham. Again, without your music, we would be a Star Trek podcast, I think. I don't know. Let's get back to the show. Some really cool stuff going to happen in this next half of the episode. And again, if you're a patron, make sure to stick around for the goofs at the end. All right, that's it. I'm done. See you guys. So I'm going to explain this map to you all. As you can see, this the giant eye shape in the center is the house. Think of an old like plantation style house. This is what it looks like. Again, like he is living above his means by using the money that he owes the huts for things. So there's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are the 6 slave huts. That's where they all live. They have like bunks. So there's multiple people per building, even though they're very tiny. The 2 front shacks in the front, again, are like the guard rooms, like bunks, kind of the same idea. The rings at the, you guys see like the top of the map, kind of near Daniel and Caleb, are like slave pits, essentially, where they often put them and weigh them and all that stuff that they do. And sometimes the guards use the area to make them fight each other. There are guards all over this property. You guys use the map that Bongart showed you, and you follow this cavern that's kind of near the cantina. There is a like almost like a looks like a crack in the wall. It's very thin, but big enough for all of you to fit through. But just like single file, as you guys follow it through. It takes you back to his, like, the back side, again, like, the northwest side of his little compound area. And it comes out right behind him, kind of near one of those little fighting pits. There are no guards nearby in this area. It's almost as though they don't know this exists. Again, it's kind of like his escape route.
It's his hidden
yeah, passage. And
there's no reason to.
There's no reason to. They don't think there's any real reason to guard it. Most of these guards are not necessarily here to guard the property from outsiders. It's to guard the slaves.
Yeah.
So you guys come out of the cavern that you guys have been going through, and you guys walk out, and again, you're looking at this giant cavern that you're in that has been like artificially carved out of this mountainside. And you can see along the top where there's like breaks and holes and stuff that is now like daylight is now feeding through and lighting most of this. There's also some artificial lighting around the walls of this cavern. You can see that there's like grass that has obviously been artificially planted here and bushes and trees and things that just don't make sense for any that just don't belong here. There are 2 large trees and kind of like a garden like area on the back side of the house.
So he's trying to make it look like the outside inside or it's, like a different planet.
It looks like a different planet. It doesn't looks nothing like what it actually looks like outside of the of this.
I am impressed.
Of this rocks. Yeah. It's, yeah,
if you're going to piss money away, that's certainly a way to do it.
Color me chartreuse.
Yeah. And there's a giant, again, the house in front of you. It's a house that doesn't belong on this planet. It's obviously someone trying to, but like
very dictatorship.
Yeah, it is. So you guys are in the back corner, and you guys are kind of near one of those little, like, the fighting ring, slaver rings, whatever you want to call those. And, you know, looking at the map and, like, the layout of the house, that the control room is on the other side of the house in one of the back rooms.
Let's fight. Fuck it, y'all. Let's just get in here.
And just do it quickly.
Any visual alarms? I don't know what that would look like, but
there, you can see, like, cameras and stuff pointed mostly at, like, the ring. So kind of where you guys are, but I will say that you guys are kind of, like,
so we're being seen.
I wave.
A little bit, but there's no, you don't hear any sound alarms. You can see, like, on the sides of the house is also, like, speaker system sort of things that with, like, lights that might light up or something.
I'm going to keep trying to perceive cameras and such.
Okay.
I think we should go eastward and take out the 3 guards.
Are there any weapons chilling in the pit, or are they close to the pit?
No, they don't give them. They don't give them weapons for their fighting. Okay. It's all barehanded.
Okay,
it's all.
Then maybe we should take out some guards in order to get some weapons for those. We could. I'm worried about these cameras because we could take some people out, but we've got cameras.
Where's the control room?
Inside.
It's
right back, there.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
And the only way to... How do you get inside?
The door is where those 2 guards are, yep, on either side.
I think we should together try and take these 3 out, and then maybe send Chubber up to 6.
Yeah, sounds like a good play. Let's do it.
Should we group sneak, or should I get in position ahead of y'all?
How... Are they moving at all, or are they just standing?
The 2 at the door are just standing guard. The 1 that's kind of out in the garden is... they're kind of talking to each other, but yeah, he's just like kind of standing out away from them, but like talking to them.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just try and take him out as quickly and silently as possible.
Yeah, all right.
Can you scout real quick and see if you can see what cameras are exactly there? We probably can't avoid them fully, but maybe we can pull them like, over to the tree or something.
Yeah, can I scamper over and get behind this tree?
Yeah, give me a stealth check.
Hop up
stealth.
In. Yeah, let me get a climber.
Let me...
Right? I can climb.
So that's a 26. I'm not sure if I should use my reroll or not.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, it seems fine.
No, because they're distracted.
Yeah, just get into a tree. Yeah. All right. I'm going to scamper on up and take a look around. Does my vantage point change? Can I see, like, on the second floor of this building, or...
No, there's blinds and stuff on those windows.
Okay.
Chabra, what do your Ewok eyes see?
I see the same shit I saw down there, but now I'm a little more tired.
Are there any cameras on that side of the building?
There are cameras, again, on those corners. They are pointed at the garden and the back door.
But before we leave Roy Jenkins, let me try and mind trick in just getting this guy to come over here.
Okay.
Because I have to hear you?
I can, like, make a noise, like, right there. Like
okay. Oh, yeah, doing the like you did with the noise. Okay.
Look over here. Look over here.
Sounds like a dying giraffe. And he goes in the investigates. I'm just kidding. I need you to roll it first.
I'm going to use the force to make the sound of a dying giraffe right here and try and angle it so that only he can hear it.
Okay.
22 for a dying giraffe.
That's better than all of their wills.
Okay, yeah. So that guy goes over there, and he's like, ah, this sounds like a dying giraffe. And he goes to investigate.
I'm going
to
use the force and move object and just shove him, like slam him into the ground right in front of everybody who has a lightsaber.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, by a lot. That's like over all right. 35. 44 hit points.
Good God.
Clunk. They go down the condition track.
Oh, yeah.
As he's investigating along like the window and stuff, he's looking kind of... Like, looking through the trees, like, again, the vines and stuff coming down from it, he's looking around. All of a sudden, he gets thrown to the ground right in front of you, Jer. Make an attack, or do whatever you're going to do.
I ignite my lightsaber and come down with a power attack.
Oh, shit.
That is a 30.
To hit?
Yeah.
That damn! Hits.
Okay. That is 32...
Okay.
Damage.
You killed him. How'd you do it?
Oh, I came down on him right in his midsection, and I said, your check's cashed. And that's how I did it.
Nice. Good one, Markinovi.
Oh, my God, that was such a good laugh from him.
It's canon. Checks and cash exists. he confirmed it.
All right, so that guy is dead. Whoever's picking up the weapons off of him, he had a heavy pistol, a vibro sword.
And then that's just his attacks.
Yeah, so he had those two things.
A pistol and a sword.
A heavy pistol and a vibro sword.
Pistol. Me too.
But no. I have all of it.
You guys have those two guards left at the door. What are you guys going to do?
I've got it. I've got another mind trick left. More dying giraffe noises.
What?
Chabra, make the noise again to get the guy from the door.
This time, do you think it's possible we can like try and get them on our side instead of just killing them? Because they might not be bad guys.
All right, Markinobi and Dromedus, be ready to try and flip the script on these dudes.
Sure. And I pull out my lightsaber again.
I pull out a script. I flip it. It was yours. I'm so sorry.
Make the noise. All right,
yes. Dying giraffe noise to try and lure these guys back over here.
Okay. Because
I don't know what other noise to make. Same role, actually. A lot. Yes.
Okay.
Over 30.
With that noise and also the fact that their friend hasn't come back, those two start to slowly go investigate. So they are walking your way. They can't quite see you yet because of the trees and stuff, but they are getting close. What are y'all doing?
Once he gets to like this point, I'm going to do the same thing I did to the other guy, but the one from the one in the rear. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try and like bowl him through that guy and put him on the ground in front of the lightsabers.
Okay.
24?
Yeah, that beats it.
Cool. 20 points of damage.
So they just land in front of...
Yep, they're both laying now in front of all of you.
I look at both of them and I just say, are you guys bad guys?
They're just...
Is that a yes? Is that a no?
My body.
So that's a maybe?
Mind trick then.
Okay. Hey, you want to go for a duelsies?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
What do you mean a duelsies?
You know, a duel like mind twick.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Is a 21 for mine.
Yeah, man.
Can I ask him?
Cool. Yeah. So you.
What are you twicking?
Hey, you're not for the slavery stuff, okay? You're gonna fight with us, right?
Yeah. Well, what he said. You're gonna fight with us.
He waves his hand, and they're both like, "Okay." They're still hurting. All right. So you guys, as they start to,
they get up.
Pick themselves up. You see them kind of walk along the other side, and you guys are now.
Hold on.
Team of eight.
Real okay. quick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Heal for 15 on one of them.
Okay.
Nice.
And 15 on the other one.
All right. Sweet. So they're feeling a lot better. And yeah, you start, they get up and they kind of dust themselves off and they grab their rifles and you see them run out the other way.
Uh-oh.
So now you guys have a free shot into the house.
We're in the house.
You guys go into the house. I have like a map for the inside of the house, but it's just kind of a pretty generic looking house.
Yeah. So
you guys run. You guys run in to that room.
Run.
And there is a Twi'lek at the station, and he already has his hands up when he comes in because there's a bank of monitors behind him with the camera feed, and he's like,
I am part of the slave rebellion. I am just going to turn all this off.
And he hits the buttons. You see all the monitors go black. And he's like, I'm just going to turn the alarms off. And he like pulls something, undoes it. And he's just like,
I'm just gonna leave now. Wait, so you guys just have a good rebellion.
I need to know where Jundaro is.
Jundaro? I don't know. He's in the house somewhere.
Are you not part of this rebellion? You're not going to help us?
No, I am... as you can see, a nerd. I don't fight.
I am. How do you say?
A nerd, and I am going to just get the fuck out.
If you were watching the cameras, wouldn't you know where he's at?
No, I mean he has places in the house that I cannot see.
Is there an armory?
It's in the guard shack at the front of the house.
Okay,
but I'm going to leave now. I'm going to go.
Bye.
So, how about you like wait until everything dies down so you don't just like alert the shit.
I'm going to go out the way you guys came in. I'm the one who told Bangas about it. I'm just going to go that way, go back to the cantina, and I will see you all later.
Get out of here, you nerd.
Right, bye.
Number 6.
Live long and prosper.
And he runs off.
Oh, you just like ignited everyone's
head. Give me the second reverie.
I say we just run around the side, kill everything.
Yeah, let's kill it all.
You guys going to go to bunk 6 and free those people?
Yeah. Is there firing happening? Can we tell what those other
You don't hear any from the inside. Did? You can't hear anything inside yet.
Okay.
All right, so you guys go out. As you guys get to 6, you guys start to hear firing from the other end, and all those people kind of start to shift their attention that way. You guys open the door to 6, and you guys can see inside. You see a bunch of Twi'leks all just look terrible. They're super thin. They look crappy. They're dirty. It smells. It fucking reeks.
I go to each one.
Hello, Mama.
I guess I don't do that.
I'm just getting it out of the way.
So you open the door. 4 Twi'leks step out from, like, again, all of them. These 4 young Twi'lek men. They look in better health than the rest. And they're like, are you a part of the rebellion?
See.
Yeah.
The one in the front, he says,
my name is Shindy. And these are my friends, and we will help fight.
We met your papa.
Yeah, my father.
Yeah, your dad helped us get in here.
He did.
It's good to hear that he is still alive.
He may have developed a drinking problem, but that's for a later time.
Let's get out of here, and let's go save my sister.
There's some things, they're distracted out there. Figure we can get to the armory, get y'all more armed, and then we need to find Jundaro.
Immediately, they take the sword and the pistol from you, the heavy blaster pistol, and they run up and they just kill that guy and they take his weapons off of him. That is another heavy, so they take another sword and Trevor pistol from
golf
him.
Claps.
Yeah. The rest go and they start opening up the other shacks. More Twi'leks start rushing out, a lot of them with the help of the nerd. He peeks back around. And he starts guiding them out the back entrance, so they're all going out that way. You guys just see, at least the 4 of them right now, they're going through, and they're opening fire on them. Remove half of the bad guys off the field.
I'm going to snap a selfie real football quick and send it to Thorbin with a text that says, "Wish you were here, my little murder boy." Except it doesn't come out at all because I'm terrible at texting. So it's just like,
poop emoji.
Yeah, but he sees the photo and he sees the chaos behind you and he responds with an eggplant. So.
And I sent a selfie to my cute bartender friend.
She responds with an eggplant.
Guys, boys.
I don't know if you know what that means.
All right.
I don't think that means what you think that means.
You could see the guys that you freed earlier that are fine alongside you. Some more of the Twi'leks that ran around the house and them start opening up those slave shacks over there and start leading them out. So as you guys are about to run back towards the house and stuff, those three are not finding any of the other Twi'leks. Because again, it's just chaos around here right now, just other the Twi'leks fighting all those guards that you took off. Those are all being dealt with by other people.
Estimate of how many slaves were probably on this compound?
Think about 30 per shack, so okay. 180. As the shacks and stuff are emptying, they're being set on fire. Like, it's just fucking chaos right now. There's two slave drivers, and there's, like, another one of the guys with, like, the heavy pistol and the vibro sword. Roll me some initiatives. You guys are going to fight those guys. Kale.
25.
17.
32.
28.
9.
Oof. Did you roll a 1?
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Them reflexes, though.
Your master's just like...
Yeah, what did he roll?
Oh, yeah. Dramatis is with them.
Have to find out.
He'll just wait. Wait until Mark goes.
He's just here to enjoy the chaos. Well, hold on. No, he's just here to see what you guys are up to. Yeah.
He'll yeah. just
and
wait
and then judge us afterwards.
And then judge you harshly.
Give
afterwards.
The initiative order until after Mark.
Willy Rowe, what are you doing?
I am using my assault gambit and going to have it go between Sawbone and the closest guard at the door.
Okay.
To the house.
Cool. Cool. Cool.
It's one of the drivers.
19.
You win, buddy.
Nice. Awesome. Attack roll of 18.
Ooh, that does not actually hit him.
Well,
you hit one of the columns next to him.
I meant to pop my born leader before I did that, but oh, yeah, I'll just cool. do it now. Everybody gets a +1 to attack.
Sawbone.
All right, I'm going to take aim, use Deadeye, and shoot. This is a Twi'lek.
Yeah.
Twi'lek.
Yeah, they're all Twi'leks.
They're all Twi'leks.
He's just like,
I'll shoot the Twi'lek in the doorway. 20.
22.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
31.
31 damage. Yeah, you hit him in the face, and it fucks his world up. Definitely takes him down on the condition track, but he is still standing. Next up, Kale D-Bag.
I'm going to try and shoot him in the knee. 25 for the first one.
It's a hit.
And I'm going to shoot for the other knee.
Okay.
22 for the other one.
That's also a hit.
I'm the patella popper.
Patella popper. I like it.
There it is.
So, 49 damage.
Okay.
He did.
That is his exact hit point total that he had left.
Nice.
So, you blew his legs off at the knees and then he died.
Oh, no.
You ain't got no legs, Tweet like Dan.
All right, next up is the slave drivers. I think he's going to dip. He sees shit going to shit, all the slaves revolting. And a group of six of y'all, that one runs out of the compound. No, what, the,
way
the way
you were
thinking,
doing.
And the other one runs inside. He's like, fuck this. He's literally the last one out there.
Yeah. As he's running through the door, like, he busts it open, and you see him, like, kind of, like, rebound off of somebody. And out of the door, you see Jamdaro coming out. But there is a human male behind him, and he's got the gun to his head, and he's pulling him outside of the house. And it's Mad Mark. He's kind of got, like, shaggy brown hair. He's got a scar crossing his left eye down across his nose and his right cheek. And his left eye is clearly cybernetic. He sees you, and he knows you're his competition. And he's like, "Not today, Sawbone." Roll for initiative.
18.
23.
20.
30.
24.
Nice.
Coming back strong.
right as you guys are getting ready to engage combat, he shoots Jimdaro in, like, the leg and, like, punches him in the face and throws him to the ground kind of back inside the door.
That's lucky.
Just kind of throws him out of the way, but he shoots him in the leg and just tosses him to the side.
It's fucking lucky.
Mad Mark went first. That was what you just did.
Okay.
And now it's your turn, Sawbone.
I'm going to charge in and, like, tumble past and shoot Jundaro right in the face.
Okay.
To get the kill.
You got to tumble past.
Roll an acrobatics check.
Come on, acrobatics. Fuck yeah!
You Nat fucking... 20.
Wow.
Nat 20. Nat 20 at Confirm this it. He still got to make the attack.
He's helpless, though, isn't he?
Yeah, we still got to do it.
Jesus Christ.
Doing it.
I was just curious.
Oops.
For cinematics.
No, I was just curious.
We'll make him
helpless.
Do the attack roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a coup de grace, though?
Wild card.
Bro. Yeah, we'll call it a coup de grace.
Yeah.
Or is that a full round?
I think that's a full round.
I think it is a full round.
Destiny. Yeah, so go ahead and make
Any
the attack.
Destiny point?
You have a finite amount of destiny points, whereas force points right. replenish every level. With destiny points, you're basically saying... This is part of my destiny, is to
yeah,
kill
this
dude right
yeah,
now.
That's
yeah, and as far as the Great Hunt, I will allow you to use a destiny point, too, right. which is cool. All
right, cool. I'm going to roll this attack roll, and I'm going to use a destiny point to tank this.
No,
it's an automatic nat 20. Yeah.
You just do it. So you tumble past, and you come into a crouch, and he's there holding his leg, and he's kind of sitting up, and you tumble past, and you get like a crouch position, put your rifle up, and it's literally like right at his face, and he's there, and he's looking at you just absolutely terrified, and you pull the trigger. And there's just a hole in his head, smoking.
And I go,
this is for all the Twi'leks.
And his body violently like flies backward and kind of slides a little bit because you were so goddamn close. All right. So at this point, fuck the rest of the combat because right when that happens, something rushes past you out the door. Everyone sees all of a sudden a red lightsaber ignite. And it cuts Mad Mark in half.
Oh my god!
There's two blades come out of nowhere and just zhung zhung. And it cuts him at the knee and it cuts him at the shoulder. And he, like, with his guns out, pointing at you guys, just kind of slides. She slices him and you guys see this blonde female and she just keeps moving and she flips over you guys and lands kind of right behind all of you, right there. It's a blonde... A human, a female. She's there with the double-bladed red lightsaber. And her eyes are just this piercing yellow. And all of you, you're all a little scared.
Yeah.
How's Dromedus feeling right now?
He hasn't really moved a whole lot. He's still standing there just taking all this in. Just kind of like...
popcorn like, and shit.
Oh, okay. Well, this is new.
I'm backing away. Quickly as I can.
Well, you're backing into her if you're backing
No,
away.
Well, not away, back. Oh, away away from yeah, her. Y'all all followed and turned oh, your bodies. Okay. So you're all yeah, facing her.
Even if I trip over Mark and run into the building, I'm backing up.
Like... And she's there kind of in like this, also kind of like a crouch position. She's got the lightsaber where she just did the sick stunt over you guys.
Chubrub is totally going to misread this and be like, oh, hey, it's another Jedi. What's up, girl? How you doing? I see you killed that motherfucker. That was nice.
Let's roll for initiative as she just screams at you.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.